This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. There's been heavy gunfire in the capital of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Fighting started after election officials announced that President Joseph Kabila had failed to win an outright majority in the country's first free election in more than four decades. A runoff election was called for October 29th between Kabila and former rebel leader Jean-Pierre Bemba. At one point, soldiers loyal to President Kabila opened fire near a house where UN officials and ambassadors were meeting with his opponent. David Lewis reports from Kinshasa for Reuters and joins me now. Hello.
Hello.
How serious is this fighting?
Well, the fighting's entering its third day now. Residents of central Kinshasa woke up this morning at about 6 o'clock to small arms and heavy fire. It's very difficult to get a real sense of the casualty figures because the streets are far too dangerous really to be wandering around because both sides are shooting at anything that moves. So we do have a serious problem on our hands.
Now, you were saying both sides. Who precisely is doing the fighting? Is it only partisans of the two candidates, or is it people disappointed by the results of the elections, or there are other issues?
Well, it's a very confusing situation. This all started on Sunday, the day that the results for Congo's elections were due to be announced. Some of the initial clashes actually started before the results were announced. The clashes have been basically between the supporters of President Joseph Kabila, who actually won the election, but hasn't had enough to win in the first round, so is due to go to a second-round runoff against Vice President and former rebel Jean-Pierre Bemba.
Now, there is a UN peacekeeping force in Congo. The force is reasonably large. Congo is quite large. Can that force do anything about the fighting?
There is a UN peacekeeping force, and they have been deployed to the streets. Yesterday, they did have to go in and try and rescue the head of the UN peacekeeping mission and the heads of various diplomatic missions who were in a meeting with Vice President Bemba when the presidential guard attacked areas near the meeting. Peacekeepers went in there and secured the safe passage of these foreign envoys. They've also deployed around the city in an attempt to keep some semblance of calm. The UN mission said that they brokered a ceasefire last night. The fighting this morning obviously shows that neither side is respecting that.
Well, and of course, these elections were held up as a great success because the elections themselves were peaceful. They were the first multi-party elections in about 45 years. What does this fighting mean, if you can figure that out at this stage of the game?
Well, it's very early to say what sort of impact it's going to have. Both sides are accusing the other of being responsible for starting it. So it's not at all clear, really, where the blame lies. What is clear is that it's not a very good start to preparations for a runoff between the president and the vice president with soldiers loyal to both men shooting each other in the streets of the capital.
So what's ahead, as far as you know, in the next day or two?
The main aim is going to be to try and stop these two sides fighting each other. The UN says it's heavily involved in trying to get Mr. Bemba and Mr. Kabila talking to each other. South Africa's President Thabo Mbeki is also involved in trying to get them to meet. There have been talks of a face-to-face meeting, but people are very skeptical that this is actually going to take place while their soldiers are still shooting each other in the streets. I don't know if you can hear behind me, but there's a gunfight going on in these leafy suburbs of Kinshasa. So I think we're still a long way from these two men sitting down and talking to each other over a table.
Have you been able to talk to regular folks there in Kinshasa, ordinary Congolese people, to find out how disappointed they are that this fighting has started?
People are bitterly disappointed about what has happened. They have been waiting for these elections, and the capital, which is very heavily in favor of Jean-Pierre Bemba, was very, very happy that there is a second round and that he would have a chance to run off against President Kabila. So there is a concern that if the perception is that President Kabila's men have been sparking this conflict, that people in the capital may react angrily.
David, thanks very much.
Okay.
David Lewis is a reporter from Reuters. He joined us from Congo's capital, Kinshasa.